Dr. Schneider dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Edward Bolen, B-O-L-L-E-N. This goes to the VA. On 9/20/23, Mr. Bolen performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/2/23, there's been no significant change. Period. New paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next. 6-minute walk test on Patricia Aldrin, A-L-D-R-I-N. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 9/20/23, Mrs. Aldrin performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95%, period. After walking 352 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 94%, period. And a paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Barbara Fields. This goes to Dr. Thompson. On 9/20/23, Mrs. Fields performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 4/26/23. There's been no change period in a paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression period. Next. 6-minute walk test on Anthony Gaeta, G-A-E-T-A. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 9/20/23, Mr. Gaeta performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 481 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 95%, period. A paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Killian Mailander, M-A-I-L-A-N-D-E-R. This goes to the VA. On 9/20/23, Mr. Mailander performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was improvement in the forced vital capacity, but no other significant change period. The paragraph impression, normal study. Next, 6-minute walk test on the same patient, Killian Mailander. This goes to the VA on 9/20/23. Mr. Mailander performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97% period. The patient achieved 623 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation was 96% after the study period. The paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Lawrence Ward, L-A-U-R-E-N-C-E. This goes to the VA. On 9/20/23, Mr. Lawrence performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period. The paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression, period. Thank you.